This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Toolbox for Life. In this series, Pastor Rick teaches you four skills you need to succeed. Skills that will equip you to be more effective as you lead in your home, work, school, and community. In just a bit, we're going to let you know how you can get the Toolbox for Life DVD study kit. This kit features four video lessons by Pastor Rick and is perfect for your solo Bible study or for use with a small group. Go to PastorRick.com while you listen today to find out more. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Learning to Be Both Fast and Slow.
The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6, run away from sexual sin. So he's saying here, when do I move fast? When God tells me to do something, I do it immediately. When do I move fast? When I need to ask or offer forgiveness. And when do I move fast? When I'm feeling tempted. I need to just get out of the situation. Don't fight it, flee it. Don't resist it, run from it. Replace it. Turn your mind onto something else. Number four, the Bible says that I should move fast when I've made a promise to God. When I've made a promise to God, God expects me to keep it, and sooner rather than later. Now, we've all made promises to God that we've forgotten or even gotten lazy about. The Bible says this in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 4. When you make a promise to God, keep it as quickly as possible. Notice that. In other words, I should move fast. Keep it as quickly as possible. God is not happy with foolish people. And he says it's foolish to make a promise and then not keep it. Do what you promised to do. So question, what promise do you need to keep? And you need to do it this week. You need to do it now. Maybe you made a promise, some of you made a promise to read through the Bible. Maybe even read it in a year. And you got bogged down and you just gave up. Or you made a promise to invite somebody to church and then you just kind of got lazy and didn't do it. Or you made a promise to yourself or to God that you were going to start serving somewhere. We've all made promises to God. God says if you make a promise to God, fulfill it immediately. Keep it as quickly as possible. And I'll tell you a little secret because I've learned this from personal experience. When you make a promise to God, and then you fulfill it before you said you would fulfill it, God goes crazy with blessing. God opens the floodgates of blessing in your life. God says, that guy I can depend on. That guy is responsible. That guy is a person of integrity. He, she keeps her word. They keep their promise. And there's almost nothing that God won't do for the person who shows integrity and responsibility. And so I would encourage you, whatever promise you make to God, try to fulfill it before it's actually due. Now, another way that God wants, another time when God wants you to move fast is this. Write it down. When I have the opportunity to do good, I should move fast. Every day, God gives you little opportunities to show kindness to people around you. And he's watching to see if you're going to be self-centered and oblivious to the people who are around you, or you're actually going to notice the people who need a word of encouragement, need a pat on the back, maybe need an errand or a loan or a babysitter or some practical means of help. And God says, this is a test. And if you want to learn how to move in the Spirit of God, you got to learn how to move fast when you have an opportunity to do good. Here's what the Bible says, Proverbs 3:27. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it while it is in your power to act. You're not going to have that opportunity forever. So just Nike, just do it. You know, there are people in your life that you've thought about, oh, I'd like to do that for my neighbors. Or I'd like to do something kind for that person at work. Or I'd like to help that person down the street. Or I'd like, and you have all of the best intentions, but you don't do anything about it. Now, we make all kinds of excuses, and one of the most famous ones is this. When things settle down, You ever heard that one? When things settle down, then I'm going to do this thing. I hate to tell you this. It's not going to settle down. Your life is never going to settle down. It's a myth. It's never going to settle down. If you're going to do any good with your life, you better do it now while you got the chance. Because you're not going to get a better chance than right now. Look at this verse on the screen. Ecclesiastes 11:4. If you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Anybody agree with that verse? Anyone want to give a testimony? Yeah. If you wait for perfect conditions, you never get anything done. Everything that's done in life that's good has to be done in imperfect conditions. Making that meal for a neighbor or doing something kind for somebody else. We make all these excuses. Now, the reason for doing it now, the reason God says to do it fast is because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. I'm not, and you're not. Jesus said it like this in John 9. All of us must quickly carry out the tasks. Circle the word quickly. All of us must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the Father who sent me. He's talking about God. God the Father. We must quickly carry out the task. God has some assigned task for you to do with your life, and your life is ticking away. And if you're not going to get it done now, you may not get the opportunity to do it. So whatever you're going to do with your life, you better get on with it now. He said, we must carry out quickly the tasks assigned to us by the Father because there is little time left before the night falls and all work comes to an end. Question, what kind of act have you been intending to do? You thought, oh, I'd really like to do this for that person, but still haven't done it yet. Do it now. Then let me give you one more. And this one's the most important of all in when I should move fast. Number 6, when God offers me salvation, I better move quickly on that offer. It's a limited time offer. When God offers me salvation, some of you have been putting off and procrastinating, stepping across the line. You're a good person. And you like Saddleback Church. You come with your husband or your wife or a friend or a neighbor or a relative or boyfriend or girlfriend. And you like Saddleback. You like the church. You like the music. But you've never actually stepped across the line and said, yes, I'm in. I'm trusting Jesus Christ as my Savior. What are you waiting on? Why in the world would I delay having my past forgiven, getting a purpose for living, and a home in heaven? Who else is going to give that to you? Where are you going to get it? There is no other place where you're going to get that except through God himself. So you've been putting off, and you say, well, I just haven't decided to follow Jesus. Yes, you have. Up to this point, you have. I used to have a poster in my office and it said this, not to decide is to decide. Not to decide is to decide. It's saying, no, I'm going to go another day of my life disconnected with the Creator who loves me and made me for a purpose. And I'm just not going to be connected to him. Really? That doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Here's what the Bible says, 2 Corinthians. God is ready to help you right now. Today is the day of salvation. If God offers you eternity in heaven, you ought to accept it now, not next week, not later, not postpone or procrastinate, but you need to move fast on that offer. Now, not everything in life, though, is to be done at high speed. The Bible also has a lot of verses that talk about slowing down. This is why I say timing is everything. There's a rhythm to life. The Bible says there's a time to plant and a time to harvest. The Bible says there's a time to weep and a time to rejoice. There's a time to go fast. There's a time to go slow. Life is a series of rhythms. And the successful people in life know when to do which at the right time. And the Bible says, look at this, turn your outline over, Proverbs 14:29. It's smart to be what? Patient. Why don't you circle that? I want you to be smart. I want to be smart. The Bible says it's smart to be patient. So we've looked at some examples of when God says to move fast. Let me give you some examples. And again, this is not exhaustive, just a few examples of when does God want me to move slowly? All right, here are a few. Write these down. Number one, I need to move slowly, number one, when I don't have the facts. The Bible says when I don't have the facts, I need to move move slowly. I need to find out more about what I'm about to do before I do it. Now, our culture, this is so counterculture because our counterculture, our culture worships impulsivity. Our culture values spontaneity. To do anything, to plan anything is considered uncool. To plan anything, to think it out is considered, oh, that's kind of geeky. No, I just want to be a free spirit and I just want to be spontaneous and I just want to be impulsive. And so you make decisions when you don't have the facts and haven't planned at all. How many times have you heard things like this? People say, well, just go with your gut. Go with your gut. You just ate a burrito. What kind of information are you going to get out of that? Beans and cheese. Go with your gut? What does that mean? Go with your gut. That's a terrible reason to base your life. Your gut is wrong. It has indigestion half the time. Or here's another one. You've heard this on 1,000 talk shows. You've heard it in movies. And they make it sound so spiritual. Just, you got to follow your heart. You ever heard that? Just follow your heart. Are you kidding me? Your heart lies to you all the time. All the time. You lie to yourself more than you lie to anybody else. About half the time, your heart gets it dead wrong. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17, the heart is deceitful. That means it has an amazing ability to con you. And we tend to convince ourselves that things are bad when they're not really that bad. And we can convince ourselves that they're good when they're not really that good. And we lie to ourselves all the time. You should not trust your heart because about half the time it's going to be dead wrong. How's that working out for you anyway? Follow your heart. One dead end after another. Broken hearts, broken relationships. Following your heart is not, you need something bigger than yourself. You need an objective source of truth that's bigger than you. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. That's outside of you. That's a lot more reliable than simply, well, I got up this morning and felt like doing this. Really? Your feelings are often wrong. And we know now today from virtual reality, we can make you feel anything. Really? People, advertisers know how to make you feel all kinds of things that you don't want to feel. And it doesn't mean it's right. It doesn't mean it's true. No, you need the facts. You need the truth. The Bible says this. Look at these verses. Proverbs 19, chapter 19, 21. The Bible says, zeal, that's enthusiasm, zeal without knowledge is not good. You got to get the facts. A person who moves too quickly may go the wrong way. Has that ever happened to you? Of course it has. You ever been driving down the street and you didn't know where you were going and you were in a new town or a new area and you didn't know and you felt like somebody was pressuring you from behind so you turn right or turn left? It wasn't the right decision. You just felt pressured to do it. And it wasn't at all where you wanted to go because you hadn't stopped to get the facts and consider where you need to go. Zeal without knowledge is not good. You know, today, America's economy is run on small businesses. But most people don't realize that about 80% of all small businesses fail within the first 5 years. Why? Because they have zeal without knowledge. They have a desire, but they never talk to anybody who's actually done it. I could say, I like to eat cookies. I'm going to start Ricky's Cookie Store. I know nothing about running a cookie store. And before I ever start Ricky's Cookie Store, I got to go talk to Mrs. Fields. And say, what were the pitfalls? What didn't work? It's dumb to start anything without talking to somebody who's already done it. That's what the Bible says. I should move slowly when I don't have the facts. Proverbs 18:13. To decide before knowing the facts is shameful and stupid. Well, that's pretty clear. All right, number two. Second time I should move slowly. When I'm hurt or angry. This will save you a whole lot of counseling bills. If you'll understand, don't move fast when you're hurt or angry, or you could add depressed too. How many times have you made a bad decision when you were upset? Because your emotions kicked in, your heart kicked in, and your heart was telling you to do stuff that wasn't logical or even rational or even beneficial. I should move slowly, the Bible says, when I'm hurt or angry. Look at some of these verses. James 1:19. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Do you see the rhythm there? You might circle quick, slow, and slow. Quick to listen, slow to speak. Usually we get that one exact opposite. Usually we're quick to speak and slow to listen. And that's why we have all the relational problems that we do, because we're quick to speak and slow to listen. God says, no, 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 you got it all backwards. Be quick to listen. Be slow to speak. And by the way, if you do the first two, the third one's automatic. You'll be slow to anger. Now, that's a rhythm. Let me show you a few verses. Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is quick-tempered makes foolish mistakes. Let me show you a couple more up here on the screen. Proverbs 15, verse 28. The godly thinks before speaking. He's saying, put your mind in gear before you put your mouth in gear. Well, we don't always do that one, and that gets us into trouble. Why? We don't go slow. We're too quick to, you know, spout out our opinion on the internet or somewhere else. The godly thinks before speaking. Here's another one, Proverbs 15:18. Losing your temper causes trouble, but staying calm settles argument. How do you stay calm? Go slow. Go slow. Sometimes you're to go fast in life, but sometimes you're to go slow. Let me give you a third area. I should move slowly when making a major decision. Oh, this one could save you a lot of heartache and a lot of money too. When making a major decision, never make a major decision impulsively. Take some time to think it through, to consider, to pray, to just slow down. Some of you are unmarried and you would like to be married. I'm going to give you my best marriage advice in two words. Here's 10 years of counseling in two words. Go slow. Just don't get in a hurry. What happens? You go out, you see somebody, you get a quiver in your liver and you're ready to marry them next week. Are you kidding me? And then you think you're going to spend the rest of your life with this person. You didn't check them out. No, you should go through, I tell people when I used to do counseling, you should go through all four seasons with somebody before you marry them. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call. Go through all four seasons with them. You see, here's the problem with dating. Dating is such an artificial, phony experience. I mean, everybody acts their best, looks their best, dresses their best, smells their best. Guy walks up to you, you know, in a bar, says, hey, can I buy you a drink? Where else in the world do you offer a stranger to buy them something? Can you imagine you're in Sears, you walk up, hey, could I buy you a toaster? You know, care for a blender? You know, really, it's so phony and so fake, and it's not the real deal. You got to see them when they're down, when they're up, in all the experiences of life. You got to see them when they're upset and they're, you know, and they're down in every experience, because that's real life. You see, I just need to talk to our ladies here for just a minute, because I don't want broken hearts. You need to understand, ladies, that when a man decides he's going to get married, he's a man on a mission. And a man on a mission will do things to woo a woman he would never do in real life. Like, go to the opera. Okay. No man would ever go to the opera voluntarily, okay? But if he's trying to woo a woman, he'll go to an opera. He'll talk for 3 hours on the phone. What man does that? Nobody. No, but he'll do it during the dating season, okay? And bring flowers and all these kind of things. And then once they're married, the guy mentally in his mind, he's got a checklist and he goes, check, married.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today, but first, The truth is, sincere desire and determination alone are not enough to succeed in life. Many people will work hard, but it's not all about working hard. It's all about working God's way. And the Bible is full of instruction to help us. That's why Pastor Rick put together Toolbox for Life, a 4-session video study kit to help you discover and develop 4 essential success-building skills found in the Bible. Skills that will equip you to be more effective as you lead in your home, work, school, and community. When you give a gift to support the ministry of Daily Hope, we'll send you the Toolbox for Life study kit, complete with a 4-session DVD and a workbook, to say thanks for partnering with Pastor Rick to take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to request the Toolbox for Life study kit when you give a gift today. It's perfect for both personal and small group study time. Get yours right now by going to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. Or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
Today I want to tell you about Diana. Diana's a nurse, and she helps people every single day when they're facing their most difficult times. Diana wrote me this: "Listening to Daily Hope has not only helped me face challenges in my journey as a new nurse, but it's also provided me words of hope to impact the lives of all my patients and even their families. The toughest thing most of us deal with is the loss of a loved one, and learning more about God's love through Daily Hope has allowed me to share with many, many people about the hope and the trust and the love that we can find in our Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm thankful to God for using you as an instrument for bringing me and many others to a daily hope in Jesus." Well, Diana, I just can't thank you enough for writing me. I love receiving these testimonial letters. I'm glad that your patients and their families that you take care of have somebody like you to walk with them through the tough times they go through when they are ill. Thank you so much for sharing God's promises with the people as they face their difficulties and even death. I want you to know that the promises of God are the best news that we can receive ever during our times of illness. And Daily Hope is here to support you in your ministry to others. God bless you.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.